Burns mit dem schönen Stückchen Electric Love auf Flux FM. Seine Candy EP ist vor wenigen Wochen erst erschienen und heute Abend ist Garrett selbst in Germany auf der Bühne zu erleben. Er wird seine Debüt-EP, die er in einem Baumhaus komponierte, im Rahmen der Sommerloft-Veranstaltungen im About Blank präsentieren. Und jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über seine Liebe zur Natur und die Wichtigkeit der richtigen Ortswahl, wenn es ans kreative Arbeiten geht. Wir sprechen über Props von Taylor Swift, die Garrett für seine erste Single lobte. Wir reden aber dann auch noch ein bisschen über Los Angeles, seine neue Heimat und die schönen und hässlichen Seiten dieser Stadt. Zunächst aber heißt es jetzt und hier nochmal herzlich willkommen. Welcome and hello, Garrett Burns.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic.
Cool. Where are you coming from? Directly from the States or?
No. We've been on a little bit of a tour. We came from Holland. We played a festival there.
Okay.
Down the rabbit hole. It was a ball. It was so cool.
Cool.
We played Cologne before that.
Oh, wow.
Which was fun, and Paris before that, and then London.
Oh, so, yeah. Cité de l'amour.
Yeah.
You've been all over the place already.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Cool, and you've had fun at all these places.
Yeah, it's been a ball.
Cool. So this show tonight's going to be your first Berlin show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you excited about that?
Yeah.
Cool. We're excited about it, too.
I'm
really keen on looking at the thing live, because I've read that you composed the whole thing in a treehouse.
Yeah.
And and people say, it's important that you choose the right place to compose some music and that the place kind of like shimmers through in the music.
Right.
And I've read that you came up with the idea to record or to compose in a birdhouse.
In a birdhouse.
That's the next step,
maybe.
Yeah,
a little bit cozier, yeah.
But you came up with the idea because you found that place on an Airbnb website?
Right, yeah. It's just this tiny little shack like up in the trees and it's just like you can see the canyons of LA and it was just really just serene and chill.
Yeah. Because when I think of LA, I think of an urban surrounding,
right,
you know? I think of Skid Row and drugs all over the place.
There's that too, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the LA that you describe is a total different animal, right?
Yeah. It's like way up in the hills, you know? Yeah.
And how did that treehouse shape the music that you've composed? Because I know that you've lived in New York before, you're from Michigan, so there's been a change of atmosphere, kind of, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think going from New York, which is such a kind of like tight-knit, very social environment of just like an urban environment to like LA, which is you can have the kind of hustle and bustle, or you can kind of like remove yourself and be like in the foliage of the hills
and take walks in the desert maybe or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot more like expansive. Yeah. I feel like my sound is kind of like got a lot bigger, you know, like there's a lot in all the songs. There's kind of like this, like singing kind of like this echo in the canyons, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so, man. Yeah. I imagine that to be so great.
Yeah. It's a good place.
So would you want to go back there for the next writing session, or have you thought about another place to go to maybe finish the LP, or I don't know what's next?
Well, we actually just finished the LP.
It's already done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It's all just putting the nuances on it now.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it should be out in the fall.
Cool. And where has that one produced? With whom have you worked?
With my good friend Tommy English.
Mm-hmm.
He produced the EP.
Oh, cool.
With me. It's pretty much actually one of the songs on the EP was done with this guy Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
But everything else is done with Tommy English, and he's just a really good friend of mine from around where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And and so it's just been him and I that have written all this music.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing that I always talk about with solo artists or people who come up with their music on their own. I always want to know if there's a partner in crime somewhere, you know, hidden somewhere. Not even in the band, but hidden somewhere. Sometimes it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Right.
They'd be just like, yeah, I listen to your songs. Maybe you should get rid of some of that C-part stuff, or maybe the chorus should happen. You know, and I really think that's an important thing to mirror yourself when you're working creatively, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're friends with Taylor Swift. I found out about that today.
I heard you mention her.
Yeah. And I mean, she's just become the most influential artist of the year because she stood up for musicians.
Right.
And told Apple, no, we're not going to let you stream our music for free.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people who hate hit Taylor Swift before Lover now.
Yeah, exactly. She's
and she's
on the indie team.
Yeah, she's on the indie team now. Yeah. How have you guys met, actually?
We've only met or, like, quote, met virtually.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know her personally. But, you know, with the internet these days, you can kind of form like a relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, she officially said that she loved your music via Twitter.
Yeah.
And she supports you. And I mean, right in that moment where everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and everybody's looking at a Twitter account.
Right, exactly.
This is gold, pure gold there.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. It was very, very sweet of her to say, you know, give me a shout out. Yeah.
Yeah. And she said something cool like, this is already a classic.
Yeah,
a classic tune.
Crazy, right?
That you've just put out in the world. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think Taylor Swift, I mean, I don't just like her attitude now, but I like her musical taste as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So she's an amazing pop writer.
Yeah, give her some props back.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen to another song of yours.
Yeah.
This one is called 10,000 Emerald Pools. Burns, nochmal ein Auszug aus seiner Candy EP. Heute Abend kann man ihn erleben live im About Blank. Und wie er das genau aufzieht heute Abend, das wird er mir auch gleich noch verraten. Garrett Burns. Burns mit 10,000 Emerald Pools. Gerade habe ich gelernt, das ist gar nicht so romantisch, wie das zunächst erscheint, das Stückchen, sondern es handelt von einer Adresse im Prinzip in Las Vegas. Just a street address, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So what's going to happen tonight? Are you playing solo or did you bring some musicians with you for this part of the tour? Full band.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
How did you, I mean, it's financially... Must be a disaster to bring them all over from the States, but
yeah, no, they're extremely talented. Two guys and two girls.
Wow, so, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So, you finished the new LP? Have you already found out, or did you find the date when you're gonna put it out?
I think we're looking at the first week in October for the US release. I think it's a couple weeks after for Europe, but
yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So you don't live in a treehouse anymore, but I've read about a place called Mutopia. Utopia, a place where many cats live as well.
It's kind of a regal cat garden. There's like all these succulents and cats lounging and sleeping everywhere, and there's like this big like Tim Burton style gate out front.
That's in LA too?
Yeah, but it sounds really magical when I'm talking about it, but
it sounds crazy.
It's kind of like it's just an old lady's like weird cat farm.
Yeah.
You know?
The Simpsons come up to my mind actually right now.
Yeah.
With the cat lady, you know, throwing the cats at people all the time.
That's kind of,
that's how Garrett lives nowadays.
It's not as glamorous as it sounds.
Yeah, and I'm totally keen on listening to the next recordings, Dan, and how Mutopia has shaped the new sounds.
Right. I guess, there are some feline muses, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Let me give away some tickets for tonight's show real quick. Thank you for coming,
absolutely,
Garrett. And I wish you all the best for the next few months and for putting out the LP. And I think you're going to come back to visit us again in the fall, maybe, or as soon as the LP is done.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to do more Berlin shows because people are going to love you from tonight's show on.
Yeah. And well,
they're
can't
be like
to be back.
Burns got to come back. Or something like that. Wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte, im About Blank, dort findet heute die Badeschiff-Veranstaltung statt, verrückterweise die Sommerloft-Veranstaltung. Wer da jedenfalls hin möchte, ins About Blank, um sich Burns anzugucken, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Burns heute Abend im About Blank. Garrett, thanks a lot again for visiting.
Thank you so much.
I hope we'll meet again in the fall, and as I said, good luck for everything. See you later.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Of Manchester mornings, the brightness beyond the canal gets too easily forgotten. I miss you when you cannot speak. Your voice is a comforting thing, but I can't sleep without music. can't sleep without music. I feel strangled when I'm with you. The days are stacking up slowly. Life is a warehouse. Life is a warehouse. Life is a warehouse. Life is a warehouse.